Today's Tanya for Ches Tammuz, the eighth day of Tammuz, is in Shara Yichud Ve'emuna, in Perek Yud Aleph, chapter 11. It's on page 336. The Alter Rebbe is speaking about the Yichud, the oneness of the Midas of the Eibishter with the Eibishter himself, and also the oneness of the speech. The Asiyas Hadibur, with which God creates the world, are also one with him, and not something separate from him at all. And they are called ACAs, just like in the human being. The emotions, the seichel and the midas, are expressed and revealed through the letters of speech. In the same way, God's emotions, with which he creates the world, are revealed through the letters of speech. Some of them are revealed letters, like the letters of speech in the human being, and that creates the revealed world, and some are concealed letters, like the letters of thought in the human being, and with that he creates the hidden worlds, the concealed worlds. Now the Alter Rebbe says, four lines from the bottom, Aval be'emes b'chinas eisiyes hadibur shomaylo, but in truth, the letters of speech that we attribute to God, although we're saying that speech generally, letters of speech, means that the revelation of Seichel, when Seichel is revealed to the other person, but when we're talking about God, the ACAs and the speech from Lamailo are much higher than the Seichel of the created being. Because with the statement and the letters, Nase Adam Bitzalmenu, let us make man in our image, Nivra Adam Baal Chochma V'Seichel. It's from the divine speech that man and his intelligence are created. And this is not merely a lowly intelligence, we're talking about Adam Arishan. So the Chochma and the Seichel of Adam Rishon was created from the speech. Or even just the breath as it comes down. That itself creates the Seichel of the human being. So the speech and the breath, which is divine, who mokir ha-chochma v'ha-seichel sh'benishmas Adam HaRishon, is the source and the creator of the seichel that Adam had, Adam HaRishon, in his neshama, ha-kileles kol neshames ha-tzadikim shem gdelim ha-malachi ha-shoreis, which includes within itself the souls of all the tzadikim, who are greater than angels in their seichel, v'hainu l'fish eis yez dibure yizborech hein b'chinas hamshoches keiches v'chayus mimideis av yizborech. How is it that the letters of speech in the Eibishter is higher than seichel? Because the letters of speech are an extension of the chayus, of the energy of the emotions of the Eibishter, hamiyuchodes b'muhus eviatzmus ebetachus hayichud. And we learned in last Perek that the Eibishter's midays, the Eibishter's emotions, are completely one with him, shehu lamay lamay lo le'en ketz mimadreges chochma shebenevroyim. So the letters with which God creates the world are an extension of the midas of the Eibishter, and the midas of the Eibishter are completely one with him. So the letters with which God creates the world are also one with the Eibishter himself. And that's why they are much, much higher than the highest level of Chochmah in the created beings. In that case, why are they called letters at all? If they're higher than Seichel, and we're using the term letters or words only as a moshel, in order that we should understand what they are, so how does that help us by calling it ACAs if in truth they're higher than our Seichel? And the ACAs we're familiar with are much lower than the Seichel. So the Alter Rebbe says, V'loi nikru b'shem ACAs l'gabi hanivroyim. We don't refer to them as ACAs in relation to us, elo l'gabi midei sav yizbarech b'chvei donu v'atzma. but rather to distinguish them from the Eibishter's midos, from his emotions. That's why we call them letters. In other words, that energy with which God creates, we call it letters, we call it words, because compared to the midos, this energy with which God creates the world is more revealed. V'hine hein chav beis minei hamshocheis. Chayiz v'keichei sheinim ze mizeh, shebohem nivril kol ha'elim esolyein v'tachtein. What is this that we're referring to as atheist, that we're calling it words, to distinguish it from the Eibishter's midos? Those are the 22 different types of chayis, different types of keiches with which God created the worlds. V'chol abriyim shebeteicham, and everything that's in the worlds. Shekach ova b'ritzeini v'chachmasi yizbarech, because it arose in God's will and wisdom, livrei ha'elam b'chov beiz minei hamshachis sheineiz dafke, with dafke 22 kinds of energies. Le'pochis v'le'yeser, not more than 22, not less than 22. V'hein hein chov beiz eisi yeis ha'kvuyiz b'pevoloshim. And they are similar to the 22 letters that we have, whose place is in the mouth and in the tongue, the 22 letters. And that's why it's an appropriate mushal to say of God's creative powers that comes in 22 different forms, to call them ACAs, to call them speech, is appropriate because human speech is similar, in that the human speech also is not created by the mouth. It's not a new creation. It is a continuation, a hamshocha, of the emotions that the person wants to express. The fact that the letters are formed in the mouth and by the tongue is not that the letters come from the mouth, but rather that that's their place. That's where they are kavua, but they come from and they're a continuation of the emotions. And not only in Machshava and Dibur do the letters come from the Midas, but also in action, the letters of action, which are the letters of writing, the way that the letters are written and formed in on paper, each letter, the form of the letter, the shape of the letter, reflects the type of hamshocha that it represents. In other words, it too is a continuation of the emotion that it is expressing. Shegam esiyas hadibur v'hamachshava shebenefesh ha'adam, because in the human being also, the letters of thought and speech, hein hamshocheis mehaseichel v'hamideis, they are a continuation of seichel and midis, shebenefesh mimuhuson v'yatzmuson k'meshikos v'mokimacher, so that the letters of speech and of thought are also one with the essence of the person, with his seichel, with his midis, only they appear in the mouth. And they bring to revelation that which is concealed in the thought and in the seichel and in the midas. And the same is true with the creative powers with which God creates the world, which for whatever reason, He chose 22 different forms of creative energies, and they are reflected in the 22 letters that we use in our speech. In the Hayim Yom for the 8th of Tammuz, the Rebbe writes that Motzinu, the Ikes Chibosi Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avram Avinu Olav HaShalim, Hoyo Laman Ashe Yitzave, the main love that God had for Avraham was because he will instruct his children. Uki Pirushe Yichabe, Yitzave also means to connect. He will connect as Bonov as Besi, his children and his house. Hainu, the whole Gedol Avedosi Banis Yenes, which tells us that all the greatness of Avram Avinu, with the tests that he passed and so on, Einei Be'erech L'Gabi Ho, the Yitzave V'Yechabe Achidim. This doesn't compare, and that is not the main reason for the love that God had for him was not because of his greatness in passing the tests, but because of that, of the fact that he will instruct and connect others. Mashi yizaki achidim, in that he will do good for others as well.